Alright. Righto, guys. Welcome back to Centre Square Podcast, episode 4 here. Tonight's a big night. We've got our first special guest of the podcast. He's the owner of AFL Dream Team on Instagram, Ben Chapman, good mate of ours. So we're going to have him on tonight. We've got a quick Q&A lined up for him. And then we've also just going to have him join along with the normal segments. So tonight we've got the Q&A with Ben. Then we've also got the tipping lined up. Then we've got a bit of Jaden Stevenson's report to cover. And then we're going to finish off with the Q&A on our Instagram. So, boys, welcome to the podcast tonight. We'll start off with the Q&A with Ben Chapman. But first of all, introduce yourself, mate. You're the owner of AFL Dream Team on Instagram. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, yeah. I made the account a couple of years ago for a bit of fun, you know. Also helped me improve my team. And, you know, just kept going. Started to get a bit of a following and then started to take a bit more seriously and, you know, start getting promotions and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, so is this the first podcast that you've featured on?
Yeah, I've been asked to go on a couple, but, yeah, this is the first one I've actually come on.
Good on you, boys. Too awesome. All right, so Ethan's got a couple of questions lined up for you, mate. So do you want to just grab them, Ethan? And we'll fire away at them quickly.
Yeah. So, thanks, Ben, for coming in. So, first special guest. So, cheers. Few questions just for everyone listening out there, they're into the fantasy. First one is, any big fantasy news out of the weekend?
Yep. The main news coming out of the week so far is that Tom Rockliffe will miss another game. Ken Hinckley came out and said that he'll miss, which is quite interesting given that he travelled to China and still didn't play. Tom Liberatore will miss 4 to 6 weeks. He was a pretty popular pick. And the big one is Matty DeBoer. He'll miss 8 weeks, and he's obviously the main tagger in the league. So a couple of players that would have copped his tag, such as Merritt, Neil, Dusty, all those sorts of blokes, can count themselves lucky because they won't be tagged.
Yeah, so bit of a hard week for coaches with a lot of outs.
Yeah, Liber, he's up there in the 30s with the ownership, and Rockliffe, obviously, a lot of people have him. So I'd probably trade both of them.
Yeah. Next question, mate.
Question here is who are the best rookies to bring in?
All right, it's got to be someone that's coming off their bye. Yeah, it's got to be someone coming off their bye because you wouldn't want to be trading someone in with the bye.
Yeah.
I reckon Griff Logue's probably the best option. He's a defender, 254K, with a break-even of negative 11. Scored 100 last week. He has Melbourne and Carlton this week. So pretty good fixtures. Yeah. Jared Cameron will also make his debut, but he has pretty average numbers in the Waffle, only averaging 50 and one goal per game. And he'll probably just go out anyway next week when Willie Rowley returns from suspension.
Yeah.
What about Dylan Clark?
Well, he's up to 350K now. So he's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I'd only be bringing him in if he's on your field. I wouldn't be benching him.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty tough matchup this week with the Eagles as well, so.
True.
Yeah, true. Would you be willing to take...
Certainly, I think Brayshaw and McRae both hit some form with a bit of a role change. Especially McRae with Tom Liberatore out. He had a 140 on the weekend. So he'd probably be the best option for mine. But beware, he only versed Carlton. So that could be a bit of a one-off. You never know. So it's still a bit of a risky pick.
Yeah. And just the last one before we finish this little few questions here. Best captain option this week. Obviously, there's been
Brody
Grundy
and Max Gorn probably be the best two options this week. Two big ruckmen. They've both got pretty easy matchups. Tim English for Grundy and Sean Darcy for Fremantle, for Max Gawn. And Jake Lloyd's probably the third one. He has some pretty whopping numbers against the Hawks. So probably them three, yeah.
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 Yeah, he loves them.
Grundy, he always racks them up at the moment, like, but obviously he was like that last week, so. Wasn't he? But probably still play, I guess.
Yeah, it's reported to be a bit of a neck injury, but I don't think that would affect him too badly.
Mm.
He's had the week off, so he should be good for this week.
Yep. True.
All right. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, those are all questions. Any other questions, boys?
Really. Yeah.
Anything else?
No worries.
Yeah,
I think we've all cleared follow up. Follow him on Instagram. So, all the fantasy listeners out there, it's pretty popular fantasy.
So we'll move on to the tipping now. So, boys, another Thursday night game this weekend. That's why we're doing it. That's why we're doing the podcast tonight. So we're at Optus for the first game, Eagles and Essendon. You've got to back the Eagles in on this one, don't you, boys? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be too strong at home, but you never know. Essendon shot to them last year.
Yeah,
Eagles for me.
Yep.
Too strong at home.
Jake Stringer,
they have a couple of big ins as well. Essendon. Elliot Yeo, Shannon Hearn. I think they'll be too strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go for the Essendon here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably they and they.
I don't like West Coast, but I mean, they did it last year, so.
I mean, I usually don't like West Coast, but I don't know. And I think another reason why I'm tipping West Coast is obviously they've kind of copped a bit of criticism against the heavy loss against Sydney.
Yeah, right. Bias, so they want to interesting start tips there, most of the second half of the season. Then on Friday night we go over to Sydney for the Sydney and Hawthorn game. Should be quite a good matchup again. So, boys, who are we backing in this one?
Sydney for me.
Yeah, Sydney as well.
Yeah,
favourites going in. Hawthorn haven't been the greatest lately, but
Sydney and the Sydney home and the Sydney home game will favour them.
Yeah,
both 15 and 12. So
both kind of teams we're not really sure about.
Yeah, Sydney coming off general, last week.
Yeah.
Probably.
Sydney too strong at home, I reckon. Both I bet the Eagles there, so.
For me, but
yep.
Should do it again.
So you can beat the Premiers, you can beat anyone. Right. All right, then on Saturday, we're at the MCG. Melbourne and Fremantle. Shouldn't really ask this one. Fremantle will get over.
Yeah, I think so as well. I don't want to jinx them, but I have to go Freo. I think it's a big week for Hogan coming.
That's interesting as well because Melbourne pretty much traded Hogan for May. So
see how the matchup goes.
Yeah.
Freo. Yeah, it's pretty interesting how Melbourne are favourites, even though Freo have proven that they can beat Collingwood at the MCG and they also beat GWS away as well. So Freo for me.
Yeah. I think
that's right.
Yeah, no, I'm backing in Fremantle as well.
I just love the Melbourne team, so.
Right, next game, Saints and Lions. Should be a good matchup. Brisbane's sitting just inside the eight, and St Kilda just outside of it. So that's at Marvel on the Saturday arvo. So who are we backing in there, boys? No. Be careful.
No talking at Marvel here. Tape your mouth. So if you're going to the game, if you've got any Victorian listeners, tape your mouth, please.
Yeah, I've got to back Brisbane as well.
Brisbane, probably for mine. If they want to make finals and go for top four. This is their game. I think they
want to bounce back after they lost to Carlton.
St Kilda pushing for that top eight.
Well, St Kilda have won three of the last times they played. yeah. But it's almost a different Brisbane side, so probably got to back them in.
Yeah, Brisbane.
Yeah. Righty. Yeah. Next game is...
Geelong Port.
Yeah, Geelong and Port. Sorry, boys, the internet was a bit slow on that one. It's at Adelaide.
Where's that one at?
Geelong for me, though.
Yeah, Geelong are going in favourites.
That's a good game, actually.
Geelong too strong.
Yeah, five straight wins for, or even more, I think. So, yeah, should win for the Cats. Interesting.
I'm gonna go for Port Adelaide here. I just think, obviously, Geelong, I think, as well, are the best team in the comp.
I agree as well.
But, I don't know, something about Port, even though they lost.
I guess they will want to fight back against the win. I guess the loss they had against Fremantle.
They want a strong performance in front of their fans.
Weekend's gone.
Port get Wines and Ebert back, so I reckon that could go a long way to them being competitive. Yep.
Yeah. Along with Boak. Boak is in... I think he's probably in career best form, even though he's, what, 30-odd?
Should be a really good game. 30, 30.
Yeah, still, yeah, another good game to watch.
Really game of the round, I reckon.
Yeah.
Better than Carlton, Brisbane, Saturday night.
Sunday
last week.
Afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, and last game, Bulldogs and the Pies at Marvel.
Can't go past Pies for me. Can you?
Yeah, got to back the Pies in on that one.
Yeah, Pies. Hopefully the roof's closed this time as well. So,
yeah. The roof closed and the supporters' mouths are closed.
Didn't Gill apologise for that, though?
I think so.
Collingwood for me as well.
Yeah.
I think it was more of a forced apology.
I can't see him doing it.
No.
It was rated really poorly. By the fans, so if the fans aren't too happy with it,
be silly too.
Yeah, so you got to back the Pies in on this one.
Yeah,
and of course that leads on to the Jaden Stevenson news.
So
yeah.
Big news coming out of the last couple of days. Jaden Stevenson, with his 22 match sanction, and 10 of those are suspended. So. Yeah, $20,000 fine as well.
$20,000 fine as well.
Yeah, not too much for an AFL player.
Which is nothing, but...
So just before this, I watched the interview that Jaden Stevenson had, and also an AFL spokesperson. So Jaden Stevenson, it was actually three bets he did, including him kicking goals, teammates kicking goals, and the winning margins, and also teammates getting excess of X amount disposals. So the games were the Western Bulldogs in round 4, Essendon in round 6, and St Kilda in round 9. So a bit of a break between the bets. Three separate incidents. So what do you think, boys? Do you think he should have stopped after the first one? Or
he probably shouldn't have betted on any of them, really.
Doing
it in the first place.
Yeah, ideally it was a bit wrong.
I mean...
Yeah. And I think he'll always be known as the
young
guy that
player.
You was betting. You know, that's just unfortunate from going from the rising star to the bloke that was betting on games.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's why he launched...
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's why he launched that massive barrel from...
But
60? Because he had a bet on himself to kick 3 goals. Or
something.
And he was
apparently you only spent like $36.
Yeah, it was they were all totaling to $36, and none of them were successful. So in two of them, he gave cash to a mate to place them for him, and then on the other one, he used a mate's betting account. So hard lesson for Jaden, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So the integrity unit came to the conclusion that there was no intent to influence the outcomes of the game in relation to the bets. So if that had been the case, it would have been in a lot more strife than what he is at the moment. But at least he was honest. So.
Yeah, because I was watching AFL 360 and they said that apparently he went up to...
he was guilty. He was feeling real guilty.
Basically dob himself in because they would have...
I heard someone told him to dob himself in, like he was forced to almost.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of stuff going around at the moment. We're not quite sure what is and isn't true or not, so... Yeah, I guess there's just a lot going on at the moment.
Yeah, the interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, props. But what if he's put a bet on himself to keep, like, one or two goals and he's lining up for his third from, like, 20 out? would you shank it on purpose or...?
Depends how much you had on it.
Yeah.
Handball it off to a teammate.
Yeah, probably. But you'd have, you'd probably be looked at for doing something like that.
Yeah.
Well, what if the whole team just, what if the whole team just puts money on the other team to win the game, and then they just
they just throw it. Yeah, they just throw it.
Maybe that's what Melbourne's doing.
Yeah, they don't need the premiership to get the coin. They're just racking it in through the sports bet. All right. Next thing. So we had a Q&A sticker on our Instagram recently. I think it was yesterday we put it up. So, for all you guys that don't follow them, at Centre Square Podcast, and before our midweek,
make sure you do
our midweek podcast. We'll put something up, and we'll say, you know, ask us some questions, and we'll answer to all of them. So, first one from Lucas. _blue_Martin is Roaming Brian the best section ever? I think we had a similar question to this in our last Q&A.
Didn't we have one?
I don't know if it's the same guy though. So, yeah, if you didn't listen to our last one, mate, yes, he is. So we're probably not going to repeat ourselves. And we've actually got,
We're actually going to plug
our second episode of the podcast. If you haven't heard it already, Lucas, so go give that a listen. And next, we've actually got another special guest tonight, LTG, Lachlan_Tay-Tay on Instagram. Lachlan, who are your picks for the 2019 Premiership?
Fantastic question, man, from the big man himself.
Yeah. So, boys, who are we thinking at the moment?
He'll probably be in America when he hears this. But
Probably. Yeah, on the probably thinking over. Geelong at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just going to back the Pies in.
Yeah.
I reckon Pies will be a huge threat when they get a lot of their injured players back.
Yeah, sensible call.
It'll be a Geelong and a Collingwood choke final again. For mine.
It's hard to go past... Frio for me,
Oh, I reckon they'll make the finals.
Fremantle finish 8th and they'll win it.
No, we'll come 6th and win it, I reckon.
Yeah. Right, next question. This one's from Liam Baston on Instagram, or Liam Baston in real life. What is more yuck, Ben Brown's set shot routine or Steve Smith's leave? Well, I don't know if you're allowed to talk shit about Steve Smith, so I'd probably say Ben Brown on that one.
No, I don't actually mind his leave.
Lightsaber.
It's good.
Not now.
Not Wait now.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you're making grunts.
And Ben Brown's set shot, it just takes forever. Really. Too long.
Yeah.
Even though...
He just wants to get his GPS numbers up.
Get
the K's up. So,
no, I don't mind the routine.
So
Ben Brown for me.
Ben Brown.
Right, next question. Josh Smith, Josh_Smith.x2. Tell Noah I said hello 5H. So he said hello, Noah.
Yeah, nice to hear you listening, Josh.
Awesome. Next one, Hori_2. How useless is Callan? I don't think he's that useless, but we'll let him answer that one himself.
Well, got nothing really to say to that, but at least I know. At least
smile
I know
for the camera.
Yep, that's always good. You know, you might be copping some shit from the listeners, but at least they're listening.
Yep.
And last one from Lucas Denford. Thoughts on the result of Stratton's tribunal?
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was pretty fair, the fine.
Yeah, just a bit stupid, sort of really. Not a good night out for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's all we've got planned for tonight, guys. So we've ticked off the Q&A with Ben, and then the tipping. Add in.
Any other mentions or anything, boys?
No.
No, we'll save most of it for the main Monday night course. Episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've just got one thing to say. Interesting comments on the couch. I think it was Tuesday night or Monday night. Jonathan Brown, he said Fremantle will finish top four, definitely. He said we're the Fremantle are the best team in WA. And he said we've got a world-class midfield.
Yeah, they do.
So, interesting comments there.
Can't disagree with Jonathan Brown.
You wouldn't want to... Jonathan Brown and Kane Corns.
Different
opinions.
Levels.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting from Brownie. Might
big Lego head himself.
Make the top eight even.
Yeah. All right.
I reckon that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so special mention once again to Ben Chapman of AFL Dream Team on Instagram. Thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries.
You had a bit of fun.
It was a pleasure.
On your first podcast, so you can chuck this in your resume. It's quite a big thing. And hopefully you got loads more podcasts to come.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Cheers for that, guys. And we'll be here Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night.
This will be up on Spotify Tuesday morning. No, Thursday morning. Yeah, Thursday morning. So, yeah, we'll see you then, guys.
Too easy.
All right.
Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah. Cheers, boys. So we'll cut it there, guys, at the end. Awesome. Right. Good on you, guys.
Cheers, fellas.
No worries. See you, Ben.
All right,
see ya. See ya.